This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Apple Computer is trying to give customers a sense of how often the government officially demands private data. The first 6 months of this year, there were 3,500 U.S. requests, and that's just been disclosed by the company. Many of those appear related to stolen phones. And it's not just the U.S. government asking Apple for this stuff and fellow companies. The BBC's Dave Lee has been looking into this. Dave, what kinds of requests is Apple saying it's been honoring?
The source of requests they've been getting are mainly about lost and stolen devices and also to aid in finding missing people, missing children and so on. They've broken it down by country and the largest number of requests has come from the US, but there's been between 2,000 and 3,000 of those. The next biggest number of requests comes from the UK, and that's a considerably smaller number, 141 requests, Apple say. And it's all part of rebuilding trust because in a way that was the tech company's biggest failing here. Not that it was going on, but that they were kind of in cahoots, if you like, with the government in not making this public. So many companies have kind of banded together and said, okay, look, we need to tell our users precisely what is being asked for and why.
The BBC's Dave Lee in London. Apple's among the technology companies that are pressuring the government to allow them to be clearer about the extent of so-called national security requests.